first case, I guess, is, let me get him here.
Pause.
First case is 9,491. And that's a variance from the separation requirement between the mobile home parks. This gentleman's requesting the 2-foot variance. Excuse me.
It appears that the mobile was not set parallel with the property line.
Uh-uh.
Unless he's building a crooked addition.
He's got 24 feet in the back, and when he gets done with it, he's only going to end at what, with 18?
Mm-hmm.
He's probably on 12%, yeah.
He's still going to be 12 feet from his property line, and the neighbor's 6 feet, so.
Mm-hmm. Yes, as it's 88, as we get 18, it's 16.
What's the side yard there?
It only has to be 5 feet.
There are a lot of, Don, is there a lot of additions down there?
That area, like that?
Any variances or additions?
Additions have been approved.
I haven't been in there in a long time. I can't recall that.
Have we time to get rid of, time to get in and take a look at the next meeting? Do you want to do that? Just the way it's on there, you know, it's not on there square with, so we still going to be either way. Okay. How do you feel, Mr. McCabe?
I don't have a problem with it.
Mr. Workman?
I don't have a problem with it.
Mr. Mills?
It's fine.
Okay.
There's no further discussion. I move to approve case number 9491. I believe it is minimal variance or reasonable use of the property. And I don't believe it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson, a second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 9,491. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Next case.